Hey friends, I want to thank you very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. The greatest obstacle to discovery is not ignorance. It is the illusion of knowledge. Daniel Boorstin. A shout out to my friend Suzanne for that quote. I led off my last video with this blistering assessment of Justin Castro Trudeau's treason from this incredible, brave Canadian woman. Listen, and then let's take a lesson from it.
You've sold us out to globalism.
Okay.
You are not working for Canada. You are working for your globalist partners. I wonder how much they're paying you to betray Canada. What do we do with traitors in Canada, Mr. Trudeau? We used to hang them. Hang them for treason. And you're doing that very same thing to us now. Okay. We know what you're doing.
We know what you're doing. I think it's time for every single one of us to find opportunities to repeat those words in public, in confrontations, at town halls, or on the street to every single tyrant who continues to perpetuate and perpetrate the lie that the experimental mRNA gene therapy is both safe and effective.
You know what I like to do? I like to bring something from home that might make me feel safe, like a favorite toy maybe. I also take three big breaths
before the death shot,
and then think about all the fun things I can do after I get the vaccine.
Yeah, like deal with myocarditis and potentially Bell's palsy, maybe death. We know what you are doing, and that includes everyone at the FDA, you criminals who just approved Pfizer's booster for 12 to 15 year olds, despite the very serious risks of myocarditis, which they call mild heart inflammation. Friends, before we continue, just a quick word about our sponsor. If you had bought just $5,000 of Ethereum 6 months ago, you'd be sitting on more than $10,000 today. Crypto is a very fast way to build wealth. That's why Colin Plume, the CEO of Noble Gold, created MyDigitalMoney.com. It's the cryptocurrency platform that offers the best US-based phone support service. With MyDigitalMoney.com, you'll get a real live human being to answer your call. Don't understand how crypto IRAs work? You need help on how to sell your cryptos? Are you worried about the controversy over a crypto you already invested in? Call MyDigitalMoney.com. And here's a special treat. If you're unsure whether crypto investing is for you, open a Play Money account with MyDigitalMoney.com and try trading without any risk. So go to MyDigitalMoney.com right now and start building your wealth. It is now abundantly, quantifiably certain that the experimental COVID vaccines are causing severe injuries and death. And anyone who continues to push these death clot shots is culpable in premeditated mass murder and treason against the Republic of the United States. So let's focus on count one, premeditated mass murder. That's an enormous claim. Let's quantify it.
A very recent presentation, which I'm sure you know, done by Dr. Mike Eden, shows precisely how they use these different batches in order to have an experiment within an experiment, in order to try out what kind of dosage is needed in order to, this is what it looks like, in order to kill people and maim people. And I mean, this is inescapable, at least in my view as a lawyer, it is inescapable evidence of there being premeditation. And once you have premeditation, there is no immunity for anyone anymore, not even in the United States.
Incredible new information from Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg has been shared with attorney Reiner Fulnick and Dr. Samuel White.
You can see
here you have 9,500 different batches all here. And see on the baseline here, you see that normally nothing happens. But in some batches, you see that something happens. And this, you have the toxicity here. Toxicity expressed in death, Kate. And this is in some cases are 3,000 times more than the baseline, toxic than the baseline. And then you have batches where you're 2,500 times toxic than the baseline. And in between those single piles of death cases, there is quietness. There is nothing happens. It is like they try to find out the doses or the effect of something, where how many people die. And mm-hmm. you can see that this is 3,000, 2,500. You have 2,000, 1,500, and 500 deaths. And it's dependent on the different batches. And this is only from Pfizer. We have a different structure with Johnson & Johnson had horrible accumulation of cases in certain batches. And we know all this. And this tells us very clearly, and each doctor should know it, that the batches are not controlled, that the doctors just use for a big experiment where they try out something.
The bottom line is that there's, even though, of course, it is quite clear that some of the batches are, or at least on its surface, appear to be harmless. Maybe it's saline water in there, we don't know. But others are not. So this is what Mike Eden came up with. There's a 1 in 200 chance that you're going to run into one of those dangerous batches or lots. 1 in 200. So this is a game of Russian roulette you're playing. The first shot may be okay. The second may be okay. Sooner or later, they're going to get you.
It's not Russian roulette. It's a trial. It's planned. And the batches are sent somewhere. Mm-hmm. And the batches are used, and they are all registered. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they are equally transported over the whole state, and sometimes there's a local spot, and it depends. And what was found out too is that when one firm is doing such things like BioNTech does it here, the other keep quiet, the other don't do the experiments, and then the next enterprise does it with its own stuff. So they say I want to do something, I want to try out something, and then I want to try out, then it's AstraZeneca, then it's Johnson & Johnson, and then it's Moderna, and they all have different ideas what they could try out in this very, very big trial. So all those stupid doctors think they give the same injection to everyone. It's not true. They are misused for a very big trial where there's no ethics committee. It's an obscure trial where the people are just the victims. And there are some people who have the idea that they could genetically modify something, humans, and they could perhaps, they all have patents on this stuff.
And it absolutely proves that the experiment going on here is an experiment in premeditated mass murder.
It is worse than Nuremberg, what happens now. It is horrible. There are thousands of Mengeles now, but some of them don't know, but others know very well what they do. And they kill people. They kill thousands of people.
Intentionally.
Yes, intentionally. Mm-hmm.
This is pharmakia. In Galatians 5:20, pharmakia is translated as witchcraft. There are no more excuses for those who continue to push these witches' brew concoctions of damage and death on the American people. This is a perfect time for a break, friends, and a quick message from our sponsor. Something's just not adding up, is it? Stocks are at record highs, but the government just borrowed another $5 trillion. They say inflation is transitory, but it's officially now at 6.8%, with some analysts saying it's closer to 9 or 10%. How much did your wages go up? How about the price of gas or electricity? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold will help you avoid the worst of this. And this month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. And you can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com. No state or federal authorities or politicians or nurses or surgeon generals or doctors have any excuse to continue to hide behind the lie and save themselves from their culpability in this ongoing conspiracy to defraud, harm, and potentially kill human beings. But the propaganda and lies continue, even on a local level today during an NFL broadcast. These series of spots, called Real Conversations About the COVID Vaccine with Real Pediatricians, features Dr. Eileen Crespo, a Minneapolis-based pediatrician. Here's Crespo answering the question from a concerned mother on why this mother's kids should get the vaccine.
I have 5 kids that I'm afraid to have them have the vaccination. And I don't know what will be the positive part of having that vaccine. For those who have not made the decision yet, what we know is that COVID-19 should be a mild illness in most kids. But as you well know, since you have a child who has a special condition, it can be very serious for some children. COVID-19 infection causes many, many effects in the body, something that you can avoid with getting the vaccine for your child.
In another version of this series of commercials, Crespo explains that she has kids of her own and they've all gotten the experimental COVID vaccines, despite a 99.98% survival rate amongst children. Either Crespo is mentally retarded or she's culpable in this crime against humanity. It really doesn't matter which is the truth. At this point, her ignorance cannot save her from her culpability in the injuries and deaths of children that are certain to result from the production of these commercials. And by the way, friends, these commercials are all modeled by the CDC. Take a look at this next one. It's outlined right here in 5 COVID-19 Vaccine Conversations in Practice Case Scenarios at cdc.gov. Number 2, recently married 27-year-old Hispanic female with concerns about vaccines causing infertility. In this version of the spot, here's Crespo on the question of whether or not these vaccines can affect fertility in children.
Doctor, what about the COVID-19 vaccine will cause fertility issues in the future?
This is something I know is very important to really all families, to be sure that you're not doing something today that can affect your child's future. And what we know is that the scientific studies that were done while they were studying the vaccine, some of those women actually ended up getting pregnant during the trials. So we know that the vaccine did not have any effect on their fertility.
Before we discuss fertility, let's just review the VAERS reporting data through November 26, 2021. This data is a month old. 19,532 deaths, 99,943 hospitalizations, 102,000 urgent care visits, 145,000 doctor office visits, 8,300 anaphylaxis reactions, and 11,636 cases of Bell's palsy. This doesn't even begin to talk about the pericarditis and the myocarditis and the deaths of the soccer players that are falling down during games all over the world. Now, on the question of fertility and the vax, Dr. Crespo is not giving that mother informed consent because she's not providing any information at all. This information, shared via Instagram by attorney Sidney Powell, suggesting that 2,508 miscarriages did occur as a result of the experimental COVID quote-unquote vaccine, of course, has been fact-checked, with the claim being that the VAERS database alone cannot be used to determine if a vaccine caused or contributed to an adverse event or illness. Therefore, you can ignore all of the deaths, all of the cases of pericarditis and myocarditis and Bell's palsy and miscarriages and blood clots. So never mind the nearly 20,000 deaths in the United States alone through November 26, 21. Friends, the information that has been conveyed by Dr. Wolfgang Wodarg and Reiner Fulick and Dr. Sam White is beyond reproach. It is the type of data that would hold up in a court of law. And any official or politician or doctor like Eileen Crespo or nurse or surgeon general or head of a corporation that continues to perpetuate the lie that the experimental vax is both safe and effective is now guilty and culpable of perpetuating the lie and part of the conspiracy to depopulate a large percentage of people from this planet. Friends, I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in and remind you that every single day for free, we share important truth like that conveyed in this video at my site, sgtreport.com. The antidote to corporate propaganda and Mockingbird mainstream media lies. Before we part ways, friends, just a quick word about our sponsor. So stocks are at all-time highs, the housing market is on fire, interest rates are at zero, and this government just printed another $5 trillion. What could possibly go wrong? Meanwhile, consumer confidence hit a 10-year low, and inflation hit 6.8% officially, with many informed analysts saying it's much closer to 9%. So something's not adding up, is it? What can you do? You can play it safe. Putting some of your assets into precious metals will keep your money away from the volatility of markets and inflation and let you sleep at night. This month, Noble Gold is giving away a free America the Beautiful solid silver 5-ounce coin with any qualifying plan you start. So talk to an expert at Noble Gold and they'll run you through the options to keep your money safe. No pressure, no hassling, no call centers, just a chance to speak to someone who knows what they're talking about. How refreshing would that be? You can start by calling 877-646-5347 or visit their website at noblegoldinvestments.com.
People have forgotten we were all created by the Creator and we were granted, not charged, borrowed, granted, given, free and clear, given. It's called granted, the divine spark and free will. If you can have an offer put in front of you with a threat behind it and you accept it, whose fault is that?
Well, that's it for now, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And I'll remind you every single day for free, visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye.